District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32, by today's business leaders.
This is Alan Cox from District 32, Business Radio. Today we're having a chat with Eleanor Chappell from The Family Travel Company. Eleanor, what's all that about?
Oh, it's nice to be here. Thanks, Alan. So The Family Travel Company, I officially registered last year, but started trading early this year. And we believe the secret to happiness is not in the things you possess, but the moments that really, truly define life. And I created The Family Travel Company to really bring back the personalized and customized service delivery within the travel industry. So I don't refer to the company as an agency. I refer to it as a boutique consultancy. So in terms of, we do all of the research, planning and logistics associated with travel arrangements. You know, from the minute our family clients interact with us right up until the point that they come home from their holiday. So as I said, all of the research, all of the reservations and any special requests as well they have in terms of what we refer to as a family concierge service. So if they've got a special event and they want to go to a particular restaurant and they want some reservations done, then I take care of that for them as well. It's not just WA, so I do a WA service here as well, and also international. What I'm really excited about at the moment is I've been building some Western Australian experiences, which on our website are referred to WA experiences, and that is my opportunity to go out and connect with local travel and tourism suppliers, build a very unique family-oriented experience that isn't out there at the moment, and show families what they can really see and do in Western Australia. And that's domestic as well as inbound tourists.
That's great. That's good. Because it is all about the experience these days, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's very, you know, I'm very passionate about families having that experience together.
Are you on call in case something does go wrong?
When my clients are on holiday, they have access to our private app. And in that private app, they've got a 24/7 contact facility directly to the company.
So they can pick up a phone and call you?
Yes, they can call me if they want. If they're overseas, then they can contact me via direct message and I will pack that up.
So yeah. It's instant. That's the
yes,
point.
It's an instant. Yeah, instant service. Yeah,
that's good. What's one of the most exciting holidays that you've put together so far?
It's one recently, actually. I had a family client in Western Australia who is looking to go to the USA with her family. So a husband and two daughters. But it's over a 4-week period, and it's just a fantastic experience. They're heading from Perth to Los Angeles. They're going to explore Hollywood and Beverly Hills. Then they're going to spend a few days in Disneyland.
I don't think I'd like them.
No, that's not all. They're going from Disneyland then to skiing in Colorado over the Christmas period. Then they're having a city break in New York. And then they're going to finish off in Hawaii on the way back. So it really is a magical experience. From
I definitely don't like them.
No, I think I'm going to go with them. I keep warning her that I'll be on that same trip with the family. They'll be spending Christmas with the family travel company.
I suppose you've got plenty of experience. You've done a fair bit of travel and research on these places that you recommend.
Absolutely. I mean, my background isn't in the travel industry. Travel was a form of escapism for me from the realities of the job in my previous career. So I have traveled a lot, and that's from traveling on my own, because at any opportunity I had to escape and get on a plane and visit a new country, I would, and I'd be quite happy sitting on a beach for a couple of weeks. But as my career developed and my personal circumstances changed, I became a foster parent, I met my now husband, travel meant a lot more to me than escapism. It meant having that that time with my family, that quality time with my family. And I've been to a lot of places around the world. Even though I'm from the UK and people say that, I bet you went all over Europe, I was actually a bigger fan of going as far away as possible and exploring the rest of the globe.
It sounds to me like you have done what a lot of small business owners need to do, and that's to get away from it all.
Oh, absolutely.
So are they one of your key target markets or?
Yes, definitely. I have a lot of professionals that have dependent families who come to me because they are so ridiculously time poor, but they are desperate to get away. And it's not just about getting away and going on holiday. It's about having an experience with their family and making it count. So the first one is looking at costs. And that's about understanding the costs associated with travel. So not just the major costs of flights and accommodation, which can take up anywhere to around 45% of your entire budget, but it's understanding the other costs as well. So travel insurance, airport parking and transfers, your transportation when you're on holiday itself. How, you know, are you in walking distance from major attractions or do you need to budget for that? Your entry to attractions and tours and whether you're going to book these before you go or book them there, spending money and eating out, passports. If your passport needs renewing, then that's a cost in itself. Vaccinations.
It's not cheap either.
It's not cheap. It's not. And if you have a family and a big family, then that cost adds up. If vaccinations are recommended for the area you're traveling, visas as well. Okay, visas, there might be a cost implication for visas depending on the country. What if you need pet sitting and house sitters? And then unexpected costs as well, emergency costs. I highly recommend that families budget, have an emergency fund for that as well. And that's a real condensed version of looking at how to bring your budget. And I'm going to have a downloadable document on the website which will support families to help them build a realistic budget.
What sort of amount are you talking about when you talk about an emergency?
Well, it depends really on where it depends on where they're going. And also, you know, for a family, it could be $500. It could be $1,000. You know, there's no definite, you know, emergency fund, but that's, you know, if you have travel insurance, well, you look at whether you've got excess on your travel insurance and any costs that you might have to outlay if there's any medical.
Pre-existing or?
Both, any medical conditions, any pre-existing conditions, because then you're at higher risk there as well. And there may be a cost associated with having to treat before you get the money back as well. So I think it's just looking at your circumstances at the time and any potential costs associated with that.
Apart from medical, what other little things should a traveller watch out for?
Well, that really comes into my destination planning as well. And I had a conversation with the group I did the presentation to. I think when you're choosing a destination, it's really important to what I refer to build a fact file. On one of the topics in your fact file is you should look out for whether there is any health and safety warnings associated with that country you're visiting. And, you know, you need to know whether you're going to a safe environment or whether there's any restrictions or warning signs against certain areas in the region you're visiting. And you can find that on the government website as well. It'll give you a nice clear map and it will identify areas for you which they advise you to avoid. Or even if it's a general safe zone, it will tell you whether it's a safe zone. So you can really travel with peace of mind.
You know, that would apply even to Denmark and the south of WA. I was down there once and I was inches away from stepping on a black coastal tiger snake. If it had bitten me, that particular snake, not that one, but the breed, is responsible for more snake bite deaths in Australia than any other breed of snake. And I said to Mary, my wife at the time, I said, you know, if I had stepped on it, we would have needed pressure bandages and would have had to get me to hospital pretty quick. Anyway, so we made sure then that we knew where the bandages were and where the nearest hospital was or doctor.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And another one of the areas I said, if you go into a foreign country is to look at or to know what the capital city is and if there's more than one and where it is in relation to where you're going to stay. Because if you do have some issues when you go there and you need to access where the government of the country functions, then they're usually going to be in those big capital cities. And, you know, it can be quite overwhelming and quite a scary situation. If something does go wrong, you're in a foreign country and you have no idea.
No.
So being able to prepare and have access to that information or access to that knowledge beforehand builds confidence.
Even to the point of knowing whether if the Australian government's got a consulate there or not.
Absolutely.
And if so, where is it? Just
yeah.
Because you never know.
Yep.
You never know. Eleanor, what shouldn't we travel without?
No, I'm not talking about, you know, our favourite pair of heels, our brand new swimsuit, or mobile phone charger, which is a biggie for me. I'm actually talking about travel insurance. I genuinely believe that if you say you can't afford travel insurance, then you really need to be questioning whether you go on a holiday or not, because it's extremely important. It should be part of your planning, and it should be a non-negotiable when it comes to travel. In my younger days, I traveled quite a few times without travel insurance. And to be honest with you, I never even thought twice about it. I was, you know, young and healthy. Why do I need to have medical cover? So I didn't really understand it. But now I've got older, I've got a family, you become more conscious about looking after yourself and ensuring that you're safe and well to be able to take care of the family that you're traveling with. But I've got a few examples here today. People really appreciate examples when it comes to travel insurance. I know of a lady, a young lady in her late 20s who traveled to the USA with her partner. Within 48 hours of being there, she'd collapsed, no pre-existing medical conditions, a fit and healthy young lady, and she'd had a stroke. She was over in the US, I believe, for around a month. She had fully comprehensive travel insurance. Eventually, she was flown back to Sydney to continue her treatment over here. But in total, that was $1.4 million worth of medical expenses. Now, can you imagine? That's not just, you know, that's a life-changing event if you did not have medical insurance, travel insurance.
It's enough to bankrupt.
Exactly. Mm. So it's not just the emotional stress, mental stress, financial stress. It's changing yours and your family's life because of that financial impact. And another closer to home example, my parents took my nephews on holiday in July last year, and they were so looking forward to this holiday for so long. They went to Spain. It was a gift from one of my other family members, and their apartment was burgled during the middle of the night. They were all asleep in bed. They had all of their money taken, their mobile phones taken, all of their access to funds taken. They didn't even know. And it was actually a Mexican crime gang that's been targeting the area. So even though physically they were safe and well in the morning, the inconvenience and their not having access to any money to do anything, it just ruined their holiday. Now, they did have travel insurance and were able to be compensated for this, but, you know, my family was looking forward to an amazing time together, and it was just ruined.
I can see how that would ruin a holiday.
Yes.
Scary stuff.
Yeah. So, yes, whenever I speak to my family clients, during our conversation, I always ask them about their travel insurance. And sometimes they say they have credit card travel insurance.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yes, that's a question. It's great if you have complimentary credit card travel insurance, but you need to understand the policy. So my advice is to dig out that policy, and you need to look to ensure that it covers your family traveling party, not just yourself. Mm. Whether you need to make a purchase on that credit card to a certain value to actually activate that travel insurance, whether any high-risk activities such as skiing and bungee jumping is covered under that policy, and whether you are covered if you book tours as well whilst you're there. So, you know, ad hoc, spur of the moment tours that you do, would you be covered? There's a lot of variables, and so if you're not sure, then ring them and query that before you go on holiday.
That could be a real trap.
Yes.
We thought we had credit card insurance. We didn't need it, fortunately, but we thought we had credit card travel insurance. But it turned out that it only covered Mary, my wife, because she paid for the tickets on her credit card.
Yep.
I wasn't covered, but we didn't know that.
Yes, people just assume that whoever they're traveling with under that traveling party is covered, and it is not always the case. And it depends what level of credit card you have as well, because there's different policies under different credit cards.
So the advice is very sound. Make sure you read the fine print.
Absolutely. And if not, then go and speak to a travel professional to help you break it down, because it, it, you know, it's a lot of jargon there, and you might need some help to break it down to ensure you've got a fit for purpose policy.
And you're one of those travel people that will help.
Absolutely. Safety is number one.
Good. That's excellent. Well, Eleanor, we're out of time again. Thank you once again for being with us and having a chat about travel and what you shouldn't travel without.
Thanks, Alan. It's lovely to be here.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio Business Experts, 20 past the hour, every hour, Monday to Friday, on District 32, the power of connection.